USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Marshal Service found 39 missing children in Georgia over the last 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. The operation led to the rescue of 26 children and the safe location of 13 others. The missing children were considered to be some of the most challenging recovery cases they'd ever seen based on indications of high-risk factors such as child sex trafficking, exploitation, sexual abuse, and medical and mental health conditions. The U.S. Marshal Service's Missing Child Unit worked with state and local agencies in Georgia and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 9 criminals were also arrested, and investigators cleared over 27 arrest warrants. Investigators also filed additional charges for a number of crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapons possession, and interference. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
2 U.S. soldiers were killed and 3 others injured after an aircraft incident during an Army Special Operations Command training in Southern California. More details about the incident near Coronado, California, which is adjacent to San Diego, have not yet been released. A spokesperson for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command said the area has been secured and an investigation into the incident is underway. They also said our sincerest condolences go out to the families and friends of the deceased. A 2-story restaurant in northern China collapsed during an 80th birthday celebration for a resident, left 29 people dead as rescue efforts have been called off. The Ministry of Emergency Management said another 28 people were injured, 7 of them seriously, when the building suddenly crumbled. A total of 57 others were brought out alive. There was no immediate word on what caused the collapse. Stay updated anytime online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump visited hard-hit Louisiana yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the full story.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
The first of 2 planned back-to-back SpaceX launches today was called off because of bad weather during pre-flight processing, but the company has pressed ahead with plans to launch an Argentinian remote sensing satellite tonight. Launch of the SOCOM-1B radar observation satellite on top of Falcon 9's booster with a previously flown first stage was targeted for 7:18 p.m. Eastern Time from Pad 40 at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.